praise the Lord. Love praise
Talk
the Lord.
Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. This is your host for today, Kim Williams. Hope you had a wonderful, blessed weekend. This is that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to thank God for all the armed forces who protect their land from serious harm. From people who want to sell, kill, and destroy. In those cases, it's like to lift up those men and women who go into the armed forces to truly protect. My prayers is always with you. And for all the fallen soldiers, my heart goes out to your families and to those who are dealing with those who have injuries of some sort. Okay, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice, glad in it. Every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do prayers for our students. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, all social media sites for their platform, and you, my listening audience. Psalms 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. In John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 4:16, And we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that loves, he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. And we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that loves, he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. It's powerful to be loved by God. It's awesome to know the fact that he sent his only begotten Son to give you everlasting life. The fact that he never leaves you, never forsakes you. Even when things seem hard, even when things seem confused, God never leaves you, never forsakes you. So we all should rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in that fact and be glad in it. As we come together for this moment and lift up the children, remember the children who lost their lives, who probably would have been, some of them, graduation week, and definitely months, and we just send our prayers and love towards all the family members, loved ones, friends, and classmates, administrators of the children who lost their lives due to violence on school grounds, violence in their home, violence in their neighborhood and community. Maybe even their nation. So when I lift up the ones who caused such harm and pray that who've been bullied and thought that was the only way out, that we remember bullying is not the answer, and bullying can lead to serious harm. Either somebody hurting somebody else who was hurting them in some form or fashion, or bullying. Or some people commit suicide, so we got to remember to operate in love and respect towards one another. We might not agree with everything. We might not like what everybody look like. But who is you? You didn't create them. God created them in his image. So let's operate in love towards one another. This is graduation week, I know, for school in Howard County. But my niece girl and I just like to lift her up and her classmates up, have a wonderful graduation Thursday, save time to and from graduation, all the activities surrounding graduation, parties, events. You know, some children, they go to amusement parks, they take cruises and go on different type of vacations before they prepare for some to go start a new life, going to a different school, you know, university in the fall, or some going to the armed forces, some starting their own new job, and some going to create their own business or whatever, or continue whatever business they already have. So we just want to lift them up, protection around them, extra protection around them, and keeping those negativity behavior, those things that's not of God, away from them. Those people, those spirits who desire to distract them from living a life of joy, abundance, and peace and happiness, regardless if they got a regardless of gender issue or a sexuality issue, or regardless their race, their culture, that them live life happy and joyful. And those things that people who try to attack those because of their race, their culture, their gender, their sexuality, we ask God to be black and remove them and protect them from, protect those people from, protect, keep those negative people from protecting, hurting those people any form or any fashion, dear Jesus. We ask that they feel your presence, dear God. We're going to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, give you thanks and praise for this glorious day, this week and month. Yeah, we thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl who graduate from school, and teachers, administrators, and coaches, and people who've been helping the children do whatever they need help. Or maybe they were the tutor, maybe somebody was a coach. And then they coming out, some of them come out of elementary school, junior high school, graduate to the next level. But this is prayer, not only for them, but this is for the ones come out of high school. He knows he also come out of college. To have a wonderful new beginning in you, God, and a new way, keeping their eyes steadfast on you as they go into their next journey. Then they finish this particular milestone, they're going towards another one. And so we just ask you, God, for your armor protection around them. I ask this, God, that you, God, I am that I am, Jesus Christ, as you are. You asked Moses to tell people, he said, I am that I am. So I pray, God, to the great I am in your holy name, Jesus, that you hear this prayer and that your prayer reaches the hearts and soul and spirit of people, all of the boys and girls, teenagers, young women and women who graduate from school, and those, again, who graduate from the schools, who lost loved ones this year, to give them strength during this time as they've fallen classmates not able to walk across that stage, God, be with them. And for those other who may they have to deal with that, or whatever they have to deal with during the school year, I pray they have strength. I pray for them, for Long Beach High School children, have a wonderful graduation week. They graduate Thursday, and I pray the best for them. And a shout out to Kiana Williams. We love you. Stay steadfast, focus on Jesus. And live your dream life that is what God designed for you to live, not of the flesh. That's all the children live, is God designed you to live. Not of the flesh, not of the world saying, but what God, ask God what he designed for you. So I pray, God, they hear from you what you desire for them, what your will is for their life, what your is it happen to be for them. What, you know, what it is, it's written in stone. It's permanent, your will. Because you is the great I am. There's no question about it, Jesus. So we lift out all these students, and we just thank you, God, and give you all the praise and glory. And we know that all things work good for those that love you, dear Jesus. So I'm crying out to the hill where our help comes from, and believing that you, in all the different realms, can reach them and touch them with your spirit. God, the Father in heaven, your word, God, with the living word, which is Jesus, and your Holy Ghost, which make it is in heaven and on earth, in agreement by your spirit, by your water, and by your blood, is filled, is redeemed. That all on this call, who listen to this call, who who don't know you will call out what it is they have a relationship with you, God, and they will hear your name, Jesus. Ask you into their heart to be their Lord and Savior. Confess with their mouth and believe in the heart that you is who you say you is, their Redeemer, and be saved from their sins. They know that it's your blood that saves them. It's your love that saves them. It's your sacrifice on Calvary that saves them. It's you coming to this room to save every single one of us. With the renewing of our spirit, with the washing away, with the purification of your water, God, this week has been raining. We ask that the rain saturate the earth with love, peace, and joy. Washing away negativity. Washing away wickedness. Every type. Every lift up, every boy, girl, teenager, young man, or woman up who graduating from school, from elementary school to going on to, I guess, primary school to going to the secondary school. I guess it's college to get to the secondary. But going to universities, God, you be the glory for all you is doing in their lives. We thank them for the teachers that taught them with love. God, again, we ask these all things in holy name. I believe and I declare by your name the key on the world, our classmates and all the class children around this country, around the world, have a Victoria Day week in school, month, years, and years to come. And my special shout out for my niece, Tiana Williams. Because this is the day, and this is the day that my Lord has made, that my Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that my Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Cause this is the day, and this is the day that my Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that my Lord has made. I will rejoice. Okay, y'all, until next time, every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Blog Talk Radio, Underneath for Christianity, Love Truth Ministry Show, with the Love Truth, William 645. Till next time, we meet and talk. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Take care.